It's Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. In November, Ingham County voters will choose a new prosecutor. There are six candidates running for the seat. Current State has already heard from four of them. Today we're joined by another Democratic candidate, Thomas English. Mr. English is a recently retired U.S. administrative law judge, as well as a former federal prosecutor and former cabinet secretary for the Department of Public Safety in New Mexico. Tom English, welcome to Current State.
Thanks, Mark.
Good to have you here. We will ask you what we've been asking every candidate. Just talk to us broadly here about why you're running for Ingham County prosecutor.
Mark, I moved to the area about 12 years ago. Love living in Ingham County. I've been around the world solving problems with the Michigan National Guard that recruited me when I first got here. I've also traveled all around the country solving problems for the federal government. And I decided that it's time to stay home, make contributions back to my own community, and sleep at my own bed a lot more often.
What federal role did you have? What role did you play with the federal government?
Well, I was first an assistant U.S. attorney as a prosecutor in the and chief of the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force, which went after drug kingpins and violent gangs that also sold drugs.
This was New Mexico.
Okay. Gang prosecutions and drug kingpin prosecutions went all over the United States. So we reached out to many other states that the tentacles went into. And then I became an administrative law judge for the Social Security Administration. I was offered a position here in Lansing. And also for the last year, I've been working in an executive development program for Social Security to lead some of the 1,500 judges that we have in the United States. When I looked at going around the country, I wake up in Ingham County when I'm home and I look out my back door in my beautiful city of Williamston and I go, I don't want to live anywhere else.
Understood. Which particular issues involving the prosecutor's office do you think are most important?
Well, I think, of course, we have a huge integrity problem. First, I'd like to say that there's good people working in the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office. They don't deserve to be working under a cloud of suspicion because of the actions of a few. So the first thing is to return integrity to that office. I've done that both around the country. I've done it internationally on military assignments such as Afghanistan. So when we look at that, we have to trust people. And those people that we trust, we need to get back working without a cloud of suspicion. Also, generally speaking, absent the current problems that are in the top of the news with the prosecuting attorney, there's some questions that I have, generally speaking, about how the office operates in the areas of proactive or reactive prosecutions, and it also in seizures of drug assets, and also what type of drug crimes are being prosecuted. Our community has a lot of issues, and we need to work collectively to make those answerable.
I hope our listeners understand the difference between proactive and reactive prosecutions. You listed that amongst your top particular points there.
Mark, I have a history of being a state police officer, being a state police homicide investigator, and being a prosecutor. As I tell people, I've sold cases to prosecutors, and I've also bought cases from investigators. A prosecutor needs to be involved from the very beginning of an investigation, not at the end of the investigation. Reactive prosecution is when the police come in, drop off a case, and wait for an attorney to review it. Proactive prosecutions are when the attorney is involved with the police officers, with the investigators, at every stage of that investigation so that there is no wait time when the investigation is done. It's been done correctly, and the prosecution and the police work as a team.
And you would say that the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office is too reactive and not proactive enough? Is that your point?
It is my point, because that's probably true for 95% of the prosecutor's offices around the country.
What are your thoughts here involving the heroin epidemic? It's been called an epidemic by just about everybody. What role does the prosecutor's office have in this relatively recent but very serious problem?
I think the prosecutor's office has a very big role in this. The prosecuting attorney needs to be a leader in the community, needs to bring people to the table. The heroin epidemic right now is one that's not going to be solved by arresting and incarcerating our way through this. It's going to be solved by getting realistic drug treatment for those people who are addicted to these substances. When you get those people treated, you'll get the information you need as to how this is getting into our community and start turning things around. I did that in New Mexico under Governor Gary Johnson, who's now a Libertarian candidate for president. It's hard because you have to face down some people in law enforcement that believe arresting and incarcerating is an answer. Mm-hmm. It's really not.
One of the things that I've learned in these series of interviews with prosecutor candidates is that an effective prosecutor, I take it, correct me if I'm wrong, but this seems to come through in all of our interviews. An effective prosecutor walks some kind of tightrope between being hard-nosed and prosecutorial on one hand and compassionate and understanding, contextual, you might say, on the other hand, keeping in mind people's life circumstances when those are important. Am I looking at this role accurately when I say that or not?
I think you're accurate in the sense that that line that you're talking about walking is what we call justice. Justice doesn't require us just to enforce every law exactly as it's written. We do have to follow the law, but there's prosecutorial discretion in which you take in the consequences of people. I give the example when I was a young state policeman, they would say, if you're going to issue a citation, decide it before you leave your car. And I'd always look at it and go, but I haven't talked to the motorist yet. Yeah. I haven't seen what they have to say. And
what was
what's
that, bad
on.
Advice then?
It's the way it worked at that time.
I see.
And this is where I think we're in a different realm, and I think it's a chance for Ingham County as a community to get a prosecuting attorney who is going to listen to the community with compassion, enforce the law, but seek justice, not just convictions.
I'm speaking with Tom English. Mr. English is a Democratic candidate for Ingham County prosecutor. Sex trafficking is in the news a good deal more here just in recent years. What are your thoughts on that issue with regard to the role the prosecutor's office would play?
Again, prosecutor has to be that leader in the community. The bottom line is when you're not effectively and aggressively prosecuting your sexual assault crimes, you're creating an environment in which human traffickers can put people into a community. We need to be very active in our sexual assault prosecutions. The mere fact that the state of Michigan has so many untested rape kits, each one of those rape kits is a victim who was attacked. And we need to change that attitude because once we start getting aggressive in sexual assaults, domestic violence, making sure we're looking at what's happening in our community and how it affects women, then we'll have an impact on keeping human trafficking out of our county.
Now, cracking down on drunk driving is important to you. You've got a particular history of pursuing this issue and pursuing drunk drivers, I take it. Talk to us about what you've done and what you think needs to be done in Ingham County.
Mark, I came up with a national program which won an award for innovation in tracking habitual drunk drivers. A habitual drunk driver is someone who's been convicted of drunk driving 3 to 5 times in like a 5-year period. Statistically, those drivers drive 1,000 times undetected for each one of those convictions. We know who they are. We should not wait until they go the wrong way on an interstate and wipe out a family. We need to track those individuals. We need to give them opportunities at treatment and to get out of the alcohol problem that they're in. If they don't get out, then we need to know who they are so our police officers can keep their eye out and stop them before they kill another family.
You've said that your leadership was probably at its strongest when you were in the Army serving in Afghanistan. Explain to us why you say that.
I think it's much like an athletic team. The better team you play, the better you play. The bigger the challenge, the better that you can perform. And the challenge in Afghanistan was to keep our detention operations running through the oversight of the administrative and Afghan criminal processing system. It was a tough job to do for General Petraeus, and we rose to the challenge, changed the system, gave them what they needed to keep our warfighters in the fight and humanely treat the detainees and get those who didn't need to be locked up back to their families.
You've alluded to a variety of different roles that you've had in your career, a pretty rich resume here. Which experience do you feel best prepared you to do the job of Ingham County prosecutor?
I think being a prosecutor for 12 and a half years is the best part of doing that. Of course, coming in with police experience, working from prosecutors on that angle and working as a judge helps because you hear people, you learn to listen to people. But being a prosecutor is understanding the day in, the day out of the need to enforce those laws, the need to work through that system, the ability to work plea bargains so that the system rolls smoothly and how to deal with difficult witnesses.
You've said that as a police officer and homicide investigator, your job was impacted by the prosecutors you worked under. How does a prosecutor impact the job of the police?
Well, if you have a proactive prosecutor, they're going to help you through the course of your investigation. They're going to support you and your higher-ups in your department when you need resources or travel or things like that. When they're just reactive, you're taking a guess as to what they want. And they want just a box delivered, and they'll get back to you with the case, and you wait. Well, that's not a really good way to do that. And when I saw that, that's what led me to put myself through college working second shift and then put myself through law school because I looked at those lawyers and thought, I'm as smart as they are, and I can do this job myself.
Are you originally from Michigan?
No, I'm originally from New Mexico, came here 12 years ago, love water, grass, and trees. They're a great combination, especially in our Michigan summertime, and this is where my wife and I are staying.
We've got to have more of that than they do in New Mexico, I assume. You prosecuted the largest case in U.S. District Court in New Mexico. Can you tell us about that case?
It was a violent street gang came from Los Angeles into Albuquerque, New Mexico. They set about a plan to execute African-American crack cocaine dealers. They committed 6 murders and 7 attempted murders. I indicted them under the racketeering laws under federal law. It was a death penalty case approved by Attorney General Janet Reno. We were able to clean out a neighborhood, take 23 of the most violent individuals anybody has ever seen and lock them up in federal prison. And what a mailman said to me was probably most important. He said, I hear kids playing. I hear kids laughing in a neighborhood that used to just resound with gunshots and screaming.
Mm-hmm. Animal cruelty is another issue you care a lot about. You're a self-proclaimed dog lover. Do you feel Ingham County needs to improve the way it handles animal cruelty?
Well, I think we do. I think people need to understand the significance of animal cruelty and how it leads on to eventually to human cruelty. That's an early start to look at somebody, for the system to take a look at an individual before they start victimizing humans and more animals.
Mm-hmm. This issue involving opioids and heroin, I want to get back to that because this can get very tricky. You've got addiction issues that are in play. You've got physicians who are dispensing legal medications. That sounds like just a really complicated landscape. Can you shed any light on how you navigate that landscape?
Yeah, it's not that difficult in my view. We've handled it many times around the country. The addiction problems need to be treated with mental health treatment and substance abuse. There's plenty of advocacy programs, Families Against Narcotics, Narcotics Anonymous, who help with that stuff. We just have to give them a chance. For the physicians, we have to conduct diversion investigations. We can tell when physicians are over-prescribing opiates, and they need to be investigated because they hold their license through the Drug Enforcement Administration, which can be revoked if needed.
You've spoken out on your Facebook page in support of gun control and other issues, closing the loopholes involving background checks. This has gotten an awful lot of talk this week with the Orlando tragedy. What role does the county prosecutor play in contending with an issue like gun control?
Again, in being a leader in the community, the county prosecutor needs to be aware of all the firearms crimes that are being committed, know where those firearms are coming from. You need to pay attention to it from a firearms trafficking perspective. I think also the county prosecutor must remain very firm on any firearms that are not secured, that they're handled by children, they're stolen, needs to be looked at very carefully for prosecution.
We have been speaking with Tom English. Mr. English is a Democratic candidate for Ingham County Prosecutor. By the way, you can listen to our previous interviews with Republican candidate Billy Joe O'Berry, along with Democrats Brian Jackson, Patrick O'Keefe, and Carol Seaman at WKAR.org. Just go to the radio link and the current state link. Tom English, good luck. Nice to meet you, and best of luck.
Thank you, Mark.